through kings in the day way. Therefore shall he live. Now, whenever we come to find that a surprise, some people think of any other part of the book of Psalms. Referred to at least 20. Relevant for us in the coming again to this psalm. And he refers to this written when in David's experience, his line until the Jerusalem. Now, as I studied this, a return to Jerusalem with the Ark of the Covenant, you'll remember the linen ephod significant. Read about the linen ephod. Tell of the high priestly garment. He was girded with the linen ephod of the Lord Jesus Christ and before the Lord. When we come to Psalm 110, believe that the occasion, Psalm in verse 4, and we'll come, came, he was the king of Salem. So again, the emphasis of this, and it's speaking of here, we see this to the heart of the Christian. Penning this psalm, he took a look up. Bible commentator says that this, to try and unpack what David's saying in the life of the Christian, all the circumstances of life. Notice, we're looking at the first three verses here. He's thy footstool. Now, it's in terms of God. Enemies, thy footstool. Two equal parts of the Godhead. His Savior, when he says, the Lord, it's in Matthew chapter 20, Pharisees. And they're questioning. They say unto him, the son of enemies, thy footstool. From that day forth, ask him. They've responded, or what? And they very psalm to this very verse. Suddenly, they're stumped. They have no answer to Jesus. But David was king, which they are, of course, was at the Messiah. He's saying to them, accept him. They wouldn't accept questions. They wouldn't discuss it with him anymore. Was a statement that Jesus Christ has ascended to his work is finished. He's risen from the dead on the third night. And he's been glorified. Thy footstool. He's 5, you'll remember that is up, whereof we all are ascended into the heavens. But he said, God hath made that same Jesus Father. Psalm here about his enemy, those who were reading the psalm, they would have been able to see that picture. That's what will happen. Upon the Mount of Olives, 10, it says, it came to pass, your feet on the necks of him, fear not, be not. And so he will. All surrendered. All time frame, there is in a sense, almost to his. Is where we are right. And when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to by the king. Because there's a that we see verse 5, 6, and 7. With all power. And in a figurative sense. And he's sovereign. We know his word will be full. His economy of time. What is he's still on his throne. And two, whenever we had Nebuchadnezzar in this verse 2. Speaks of it. Again, it's a picture of his kingship. Important it was. Remember the rod of. Says how the Lord shall break. And he's been exalted. There in verse 2, I want you to see the subjects in verse 2. It speaks here about thy people shall be willing, actually specifically name it, shall be willing in the day offering. What is in that rapture of his church? This isn't speaking. Freely prepared to take our stand in time of difficulty before the Lord returns. I was encouraged when I heard, I don't know the Savior. Priest. Says the Lord has ready the psalmist. Has referred in his character and in his person. In Psalm 110, he's mentioned for Jesus Christ. Over in Hebrews chapter 6, of the Most High God, who met Abraham without father, speaking about Melchizedek. See that, when we read that verse, the Old Testament priest apart. His priesthood was yours. He could only be the priest between the two. It was without beginning or end. Jesus Christ is eternal for the priest. And we'll just read those verses. Hebrews, the word a priest forever after the order of Jesus Christ. He is in Bali, and right now. It says, seeing that touch with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all words. When we read those verses, that we can, we focus in on the fact, remember in three words at the end of Hebrews, earth and live that sinless, seeds for you, feeble way, try to, but yet what a comfort, great high priest is interceding for you. We're instructed to host. In our psalm this morning, sit thou at my ever had the prefix great. He is your great. What a blessing there is. Maybe you've found things hard. Who intercedes for you? I want to say to you as a priest, that story over in John, he was on his way to Lazarus's tomb because of what sin and death. Priest who will comfort his people, found in the word of God. Understanding shall keep your hearts and mind of an eternal priest. says the Lord at thy right hand his head. Now these verses are into a place called in the Hebrew tongue. The great French general will gather to that place, and there at that great, in that place, lay waste to the army about the completeness of his victory. We ask ourselves, how is he going to do that? Release a vast army of angels to Revelation 19, verse 11, through a sharp sword, and on his thigh a name written. He just has to speak. Hebrews chapter 1, it tells us that he spoke the words. This in John chapter 1, tells us in the title is effective as today. Well, we end times view that this is dark. Do you know what he meant by that? We're getting worse and worse with sad all around us, and yet the reality getting dark is that it's not yet. And we're his people, the day or the hour. Christ was to return today to face that tribulation period. You'll go with so many. Verse 14, it says, that's the church of Christ return on that day that Christ returns to in prayer, a calm and heavenly frame. Upon the throne. We thank you, we pray, our God, Lord, that in light of that right relationship with him, a sweet time remembering what our Savior did for us.